You're watching Fighting Dirty with Hank Botch.
Hey, Cleveland Freaks, it's Hank Botch here, and you're watching Fighting Dirty. And on this episode, I want to talk about instrument coordinators. Yes, instrument coordinators. This is a position that you can create in your sterile processing department whose primary role is to focus on instrumentation, building trays, ordering instruments, standardizing inventory, updating count sheet requests from the OR, replacing missing instruments, all the kinds of things that are oftentimes put on the back of a manager or a supervisor. And guess what? It hardly ever gets done, or it gets done very slowly because all those folks are focusing on all the HR stuff. They're justifying budgets. They're hiring. They're firing. They're creating schedules. They're trying to manage the day-to-day flow of sterile processing. Who has time to order instruments? Well, an instrument coordinator does. And if you're a facility of any size or complexity, highly recommend you creating a position, specifying roles for a full-time or part-time person to focus solely on updating and keeping and maintaining your tray inventory. This person can do all kinds of special projects like maintaining your instrument backup wall. You can watch the video that we did on that here recently. But if that backup wall is not maintained, replacement instruments are not ordered, guess what? Lots of your trays start missing instruments. What happens when that happens? The OR gets frustrated. You lose trust, and this whole machine starts spiraling out of control. So it is in your best interest to be proactive and say, how can we dedicate someone who can every single day come into the department and say what needs to be done at the tray level? All these other folks are doing a heroic duty in assembling trays, cleaning, decontaminating, inspecting, packaging, sterilizing, transporting. All that stuff has got to be done. However, on the tray level, there's a lot of maintaining that goes into that. All the requests from the OR, all the orders coming in, all the new tray building, a lot of complexity happens there. And again, if you're assuming that a manager can do that all by themselves, I think you're making a very erroneous assumption, and I've seen it fail so many times. I'll tell you, if you're a manager who is stressed out or burned out, or if you're in a facility who you feel like your manager's hair is constantly on fire, I will bet you they are in a facility who does not have a dedicated instrument coordinator. They're probably the ones responsible for ordering and sourcing and checking and working on back orders, all the kinds of decisions that have to be made when you're building surgical trays. This can just kill the productivity of a manager, and it can really handicap them to do all the other leadership things that have to be done. So if you're on the fence, if you've heard of an instrument coordinator before and you're like, yeah, maybe we need it, maybe we don't, I say pull the trigger, guys. Hire someone with real skill and love for instruments, with great communication skills, who can communicate well to the OR and to your sterile processing team, who has a passion for education, even, because these folks are going to have an intimate knowledge with the trays and the instruments. Really build out that position as the super user when it comes to surgical instruments in your SPD. Get that position approved. Take some of that weight off of your department leaders, supervisors, and managers. And if you've never heard of an instrument coordinator before, I hope this introduced a new concept for you that you may be sitting around saying, ha, that's why a manager is just crazy all the time. Or that's why our trays are constantly missing instruments, because we never have time to reorder them. All these kinds of things could be solved by someone who specialized only in instrument and tray decisions. This is an instrument coordinator. I think you should consider getting one. This is Hank Botch. You're watching Fighting Dirty, and I'll see you next time.
Why aren't your customers reading your blog posts? Why isn't your company's one post a week getting all the reach, engagement, and buzz that you expected? You have great content. It's creative, consumable, and offers value to your audience. You should be making a social media splash, but then it doesn't happen and you are left wondering why. Your struggle may have nothing to do with the content, and it could have everything to do with your content flow. Some companies subscribe to the idea of a content drip, posting something every now and then, you know, to remind people that you exist. But that's not enough. Once or twice a month, possibly even weekly, every day folks are hit by a social media waterfall when they log into their accounts. Your company is competing for eyeballs, and what are the chances they'll scroll down far enough to see that one post a month? What's the likelihood your new graphic even crosses their newsfeed? You have an uphill battle to fight, and if you want to win, your content can't drip. Beyond Clean can help, offering an array of social media consulting services. Contact us today to start your free 45-day trial.